Hello and welcome in, everybody. As you all come into this beautiful space with Kristen Bilecki, please put your name into the chat and some energy so she can set this beautiful container up for us. And welcome to class four of the Keys to Awakening Masterfully. And we have such a juicy topic today: vitality, create a lifestyle that supports body, mind, heart, and soul. And so, with that, I'm going to pass it over to you, Kristen.
Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. Hi, Lynn in New York. Yes, please. It's always wonderful to see where you all are when you write your name and your location in chat. And also, one of the things I love is the crystalline grid and our light body work, and how when we connect in these spaces, we're really connecting through the lands as well and the earth, and supporting this new geometry of life. Hi, Amber in Minnesota. Thank you for being here. Yes. So, yes, we are going to explore vitality and an awakening lifestyle that really supports all aspects in a holistic way. So we'll start with our opening meditation. We'll go through the information and then, maybe do a little some exercises and meditations as we go. And then we'll have some time for questions at the end. And also, just a reminder, if anything that's going on, please share in chat as we move through any questions that you have and any comments about what I'm sharing, so that, we can stay interact in an interactive space. And so I can know where you all are at with the information as well. And then at the end, when we do have more of our question time, please feel free to ask any questions. It doesn't just have to be on the topic that we're exploring today. It can be on, maybe what we talked about last week, intuition or trust, or maybe anything else about awakening that's present for you right now. So thank you. Hi, Monica in Nova Scotia. All right, beautiful. Great. So, just inviting you in this moment, if you're in a safe place to gently close your eyes and to breathe into your body, starting to become aware of your breath in and out. If you wish to, taking a deep breath in, maybe taking a sigh out, letting your eyes and face relax, and your shoulders relax, and your hips relax into your seat, feeling your feet, feeling your hands, giving yourself the space of presence. Inviting yourself to be right here, right now, calling yourself into your breath, into your body from anywhere else you've been today, any interactions or conversations, or maybe any dreams that you had during the night, just anywhere your consciousness, your energy may have gone, just calling yourself home. Breathing into your body, inviting yourself into the center of your body. As we invite you into your body, maybe taking a deeper breath into the belly to let your belly relax and open. Inviting more oxygen, more circulation, more expansion of space in the body. And then also the deepening breath in and out, the presence allows the energy body to expand as well. Good. inviting a golden white light above the head and allowing that and inviting it to flow through the center of the head, the center of the neck, the center of the upper torso, mid torso, lower torso, down through the floor, through into the center of the earth, down to the pure crystalline heart of Mother Earth. And if you wish to, inviting this light to also flow down through your neck and both sides of your neck and down either side of your spine and down your legs, down to the center of your feet, and the light flowing through the center of your feet, through the floor into the center of Mother Earth. And also down through and over your shoulders and your arms and down through the palms of your hands, down into through the floor in the center of Earth. Connecting into your whole body, settling into this space, more present, and asking for any and all cords that may be attached to your body, your energy body, to gently release from, again, any conversations, interactions, partners, families, friends, thoughts, feelings, just asking them to gently release from your space and go to source or to anywhere they need to go in the highest alignment. And welcoming this light that's in the center of Earth, of your presence, to flow up and around your energy body, up to source light, and then back down through the center of your head and the center channel of your body, down through and down into Earth, and back up around your energy body, up to source and down through the center. Just getting a nice toroidal field flow of energy to rejuvenate, to connect. And through that light that's around your body, inviting yourself home from anywhere else it's been. Calling all of your energy back home to your body, to your space, to your presence now. Beautiful. Thank you. Ah, taking a breath through your heart, inviting your presence to be here. To engage, to listen, to receive, to be open to all that is available for you to take in today, all that resonates, all that supports you and your path and your journey. As we also invite just your subtle energies of your soul, the deeper clarity, intuition, trust, connection to your path, to your journey. As a whole integrated experience of life, that all that has ever happened, all that is, and all that ever will happen is the great journey of your remembrance, of your awakening, of your embodiment, of your true self. All is divine, all is well. Taking a deep breath through the body. And if you have any intentions for what you'd like to receive for your vitality in an integrated awakening lifestyle, or anything else that you'd like to amplify in our energetic field today, in the I am presence of the affirming that it is already here and now, just speak it into the field. Beautiful. And taking a moment to feel your feet and your hands, finding that centered place to breathe through and welcoming you into the space of the now. When you're ready, opening your eyes if you wish to. So, thank you everyone for being here. Appreciate your presence. And so, We've covered some ground with what our awakening is. Thank you for the hearts. Love you too. And also, our trust in self, our trust in our path, our trust in our soul, our divine self, and the awakening journey, and also trust in, our intuition, connecting into all those levels and layers. And so I may take a few minutes at the end to connect into intuition again a little bit as we open that possibility of, through having our awakening lifestyle, our discernments of our knowings. So if anyone has any questions about that, please put it in chat so I know that that is maybe still present for you, because I felt like maybe we covered it. But we could still use a little more information around that. So if I don't get to it today, I'll definitely get to it in Module 5 next week. But this is the invitation today to have the vitality so we can be at a frequency, right? To engage with the higher frequencies that are coming through when we're receiving information from ourself, when we're also receiving maybe solar flare energy or energy from the planet, as we're all being engaged in these higher frequencies that are wanting to embody on the planet and embody through us. And so awakening, isn't just our soul and our spirit and maybe ascension out of, out of this dimension into another dimension, right? So one of the things that I was shown in the very beginning, and I've always been kind of really careful about this, but curious about it, is I was never shown like we're moving into the 5D, we're moving into this dimension. I was always shown the unity of it. I was always shown that all dimensions are in synergy all at the same time. And what we're doing is we're moving in relationship to all these energetics, and each one of us is actually going to be moving in and out and connecting with and exploring different dimensions. And yes, there are different attributes to each dimension, but the third dimension is actually without all the overlays and distortions that were overlaid here, that we're undoing right now, is our paradise. It really is. It's our paradise. And that's what it was meant to be originally. And so when we can recognize that and really work with nature and work with our bodies as such, as these forms, these, quote unquote, denser form of that our soul is embodying within this realm of Earth, and we can expand our awareness to the multiversal relationship that we are in, and we connect in with the pure. That's why I always like to ground into the pure heart of, Mother Earth, because that's where that pure energy, that pure vitality, that pure integration of soul body presence is reachable and accessible. And it allows us to then kind of move in the world in a way that, yes, there's all these things going on that don't feel good in the 3D, but we are connecting into all these levels and layers all at the same time, right? There's no separation of them, And so this is where we also get to look at as our awakening as an integrated path. Yeah, thank you, Deborah. Internet repeatedly going on and off, may continue. Yeah, that's interesting because I'm plugged into the Ethernet as well. I always plug in, so I'm not, reliant just on the Wi-Fi. So I'm hoping that that will correct itself and we won't have issues. So I apologize if you're missing anything right now. Yes. So what's interesting in this moment, thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing, Monica, that it's okay on your end. Yeah, so I've been noticing Zoom and technology right now is a little tricky. So I know, just being on Zoom with other people's have been freezing and this and that. So it's just a lot going on in the airwaves right now. So it's okay, Deborah. I just wanted to make sure, it's good to know I'm still in flow. It's all good. So awakening is really an opportunity to be integrated. be integrated on all the levels of our being, right? This embodiment of our soul and our bodies for a healthy, holistic lifestyle for our bodies, our minds, our emotions, our spirit, all together as one fluid relationship and communication of being. Because, we were talking about this before, where our body is, the amazing embodiment of light, the amazing embodiment of light that knows and has within its cells of the body and its knowing why and how it's to function. And sometimes we don't necessarily think that because we kind of got separated from our bodies. But I'm one of those that, food is thy medicine, medicine is thy food, and our thoughts are how we create our reality, and our words is how we create our reality, and what we're emoting and feeling is shaping our reality, right? It's all a part of our creative source self. And so when we recognize our awakening as an opportunity to really deepen the relationship with all these levels with ourself, the vitality that can happen through that is amazing, right? And it also, when we're in, balanced relationship with our body, with how we're choosing to, what we're choosing to put in our bodies, what we're choosing to put on our bodies, how we're choosing to, maybe move our bodies, that all supports the rest of ourself, right? Because when we are putting the things in our bodies and recognizing how our bodies function, that, our brain then can take in that information and release and come into synergy. All the glands of our bodies come alive, like, oh, okay, great, that's there. The body's doing this, we're doing this. And then all those wonderful chemicals start to get released, like oxytocin and dopamine and serotonin and all of those things, right? And that creates more joy and happiness and connection. And so our bodies know how to function. And if we know how to relate to the body that way, then we get to be a greater antenna for our soul, our self, from within and from without. And so then all in a place of vitality and connection and health, overall health and well-being, then when we get hit with these energies, yeah, we may still have some discomforts. Things may still come up, like I do sometimes. It's like, sometimes I just feel like, tense or something in my body, but my body's still able to integrate and work with the energies instead of getting hit really hard and having like greater physical symptoms of what's happening, right? So this is an opportunity to explore without judgment too. This is not saying, oh, my habits are bad or this or that. It's more of like, what is my relationship to my body? How do I think or feel about my body? What's my relationship to food? What's my relationship to my thoughts? What's my relationship to this? And do I give the time and the space to really nurture and nourish myself on all these levels? And that my awakening is really going to, and my embodiment process is really going to expand and deepen by having this, integrated relationship and communication. And so for me, and what I notice is there's, the trends out there of the idea of what it looks like to be spiritual and what it looks like to, have an awakening and, the practices or maybe the diet or whatever it is that you choose. It's going, well, what is it best for you? I don't have any prescription here. Here's the awakening diet. Here's the awakening, mindset practices. Here's this. It's like, what really turns you on? What really feels good in your body? So today we're going to, explore that tuning in into that listening, into that communication to the body. So I'm really here, for those of you who, how do you feel, if you want to put any words in chat that you have, a relationship, you feel like you have a well-rounded relationship with all these levels of yourself, or maybe there's one area that you have a sticky point with, or maybe a couple areas that you have a sticky point with. I'd love to hear or see in the chat, maybe where it is that you feel you're connected and maybe other areas where you feel a little challenged, right? So what we get to do is today I'm going to support teaching you some energy hygiene practices because energy hygiene is so key, is so key, right? How that we're also relating to our energy body, because how we're relating to our energy body can also affect how our body's feeling, how our mind's feeling, what we're picking up. Yeah, Monica, we'll talk about that a bit later. Okay, thank you for your, yeah. So energy hygiene is really a key piece, right? Because our energy, as we know, energy is first, frequency is first. That allows everything to come into form. So if we see that of ourselves first, and we're like, ah, okay, how can I tend to my energy? So that I feel more comfortable in my space. I feel like I have the energy. I feel like I have the clarity. That's one of the primary keys of keeping our vitality high, of then being able to have a clear relationship to our bodies and so forth. So that's why I like to do the opening meditation practice because we do it together. That's the first thing we do is we do some of the energy clearing practices right in the very beginning so we can come into this space in a holistic way already, right? So that releasing of the cords that I lead you through, the running of the energy through the center channel of the body and the toroidal field, the really getting centered in the body and calling your, energy home to ourself. Those are three very powerful practices that can be done at any time of the day, at any time of the day, and very quickly too, right? To support what's happening in your energy field, right? Because we don't want to be carrying around a bunch of energy that's not needed. It's very key. So I would say, if you can do that, start practicing it even when you wake up from your dreams, right? Even waking up from your dreams, because we're still connected into these other realms or where we went when we want to sleep. So upon waking up, taking some breaths, calling yourself home to yourself, grounding into your body, running that center channel of light, releasing any cords of anything that took place before your sleep or what happened during sleep. And getting centered and then going, okay, how do I want to be in my day? Right? Because this center channel of light through the center channel of the body is the prime connection. If we look at the tree of life or whatever, everything is lined up through the center, right? From the center of earth through all the different parts of our body through source, right? And our soul and source. And so, if we stay aligned with that and we keep that clear, then it's a real vantage point. That's our soul level vantage point right there. Because then we can really feel when we're, our energy is running in different directions and coming back into that center channel and even doing it throughout the day, right, is really powerful. And especially before bed, too, in bed. Releasing any and all cords, calling our energy back, running our energy. And maybe, what I find too is stating any of your affirmations to your subconscious so that your body, that's like what your body's hearing before you go to sleep. That's what your subconscious, that's what your mind, that's what your soul, that's what your energy is hearing before you go to sleep, right? This is really powerful. And when we start to do that and really connect into that space, that's what's happening in our field. When we're resting and healing and doing whatever else we're doing in our dream world, so that when we wake up, whew, we set the stage for how our energy wants to run the next day. And it can really be the stream when we do this at night in bed, when we do it in the morning, when we do it throughout the day, that we're really keeping the steady stream of centeredness, of clarity. And so honestly, I do the releasing of cords and calling my energy back pretty much after every interaction. And if I'm going, if a day is going by quickly, sometimes I may forget to do it right after an interaction, but I'm doing it throughout the day at some points, right? But usually anytime after a session, anytime after one of these groups, anytime, that I talk to someone on the phone, it's like a really quick boop, boop, like, okay, send the energy back to where it needs to be, my energy back. Because anytime we think about, or if you find yourself thinking about somebody a lot, or maybe a conversation you had a lot, or a certain feeling, all of our energy and our power is going into that, right? And it's just the nature of our interdependence too, that we cord with people, that we send our energy to people when we think about them, or we maybe re-receive energy of someone who's thinking about us, and we don't necessarily realize that we're receiving somebody else's energy because we didn't, have a direct contact with them. So this also helps relieve us of any energy that's coming toward us from, any unknown places. We keep our energy very clear, right? And the toroidal field is our natural rhythm of energy. How? And we have the inner flow and we have the outer flow. So I didn't do the outer flow today, but if you do that from source down through the channel, center channel, down through the center of the earth, bring it back around. And when you bring it back around, it's not just coming up the sides, it's coming up the front and the back too. Like we're in that donut shape and all the energy is just flowing all around us, right? And we're keeping a fluid, steady flow of centered energy. And then you can also invite it to go the other direction, up through source, the top of the head, down around the body into earth and back up. Or if you don't want to go into the center of earth, you can just go right into your root, of the base of your spine and back up. And when we're in that double toroidal field, it's really bringing that infinite spiral, that infinite nature of our bodies in tune and in rhythm. And what it also helps us do is stay in orbit, in access with the frequencies of the planet and with source itself, right? So that if there's any shifts and changes in the the magnetics of the planet or anything like that, by doing that practice consistently, we're actually inviting that we're staying in harmony with the energetics of the planet in the moment, right? And this will bring energy, because then what we're doing is we're creating a solid field of rotation of energy to where we're not, one, it can help keep energies out of our space. And two, we're recognizing also the general spin of our cells, of our bodies. And then our cells are just like, ooh, yeah, the body doesn't have to work extra time to kind of try to stay in with it. It can stay focused on the energy within the body and stay focused on its functions. And it can stay focused on that attunement, to that soul energy that's coming through by doing this. And the other thing, there's a couple other things I want to share with the energy fields, and then we're going to go into the body and then the mind and the emotion. So waterfalls of light. Waterfalls of light. Like if I'm sitting and I'm like, whew, I'm just feeling challenged today, or I'm feeling like I can't seem to shift this energy, I ask for, from source or from, a clear channel of energy, just a waterfall of light to come over me. And at a pace that helps just maybe settle my energy, soothe my space, cleanse any energies that I don't need, and all the way down into the earth. And just ask for that as a nice pace and just sit in it for a while. And it's actually really, really wonderful and quite supportive. And you can also do it, and you can ask for that energy of the waterfall to be whatever it is. Maybe it's energy, or maybe it's calming, relaxing, soothing to go to sleep, or maybe it's to support maybe any emotions that have been up, to ease any tension, frustration, overwhelm, anger, things like that. You can like infuse it and say, okay, waterfall of, and also just to direct it to do whatever it's needed to do to support your space. So that's another one. And another one that also brings great vitality to the body is suns. Our Every at the base of every cell of our body is light. They have found this, and our DNA is light. There's just a spark of light that's happening all the time, right? And this really shows us that we are these crystalline light bodies of source, right? And so what I like to do, especially if I'm feeling a little fatigued or tired or just want to boost my energy, is I'll sit and I'll invite and visualize, intend that I'm connecting with the light in every cell of my body. So if you want to do this with me right now, just taking a deep breath in and connecting into the light of every cell of your body, just saying, I'm tending to connect with it, to visualize it, maybe, and to honor the light, to acknowledge the light that's in every center of every cell of the body and the DNA. And that every cell of my body is a sun, full of light, vibrant, whole, full of energy, vitality, and the intelligence of my whole body vibrating, moving fluidly, functioning at its optimal level. That my body has everything it needs right here, right now, in this moment, with my attention on its optimal vitality and function and light. And just noticing how you feel, noticing what comes alive for you, noticing your energy moves or how your body shifts, sensations you have. And then inviting that your body is one body of light, full of energy, centered energy, a grounded energy, a focused energy, a pleasant energy. Good. And just noticing how you feel from that. Noticing how you feel from allowing yourself to enter and connect with and acknowledge the light and the vitality that is there. And so this also invites us to recognize the intelligence of our body. And this is how we get to use our mind and our focus and our concentration and the direction of our energy to what's there, right? So this is a really powerful practice on many levels, because one, you're telling the subconscious, yes, I know, I'm here, I'm present with you, light body, I'm present with the intelligence, I'm present with the optimal functionings of my system. So this is a great way to just center and get the mind and body focus together, right? And then from here, we can focus on the heart and say, okay, maybe I've had these emotions today. I'm inviting, my mind, my body, my soul, my whole connection to be present here in this space. How do I want to now soothe and invite this energy and this vitality that is here to maybe go to that part of my body or that part of my mind where maybe I was holding on to something, or maybe I was, got into a place of reaction or a place of fear or a place of dysfunction, or maybe, oh, or dysregulation, or maybe I felt really inspired and I got really kind of frazzled out of my body because my energy was so high, right? Coming back to the body. Or maybe I felt some inspiration earlier and I just want to acknowledge that inspiration and let it flow through my body. So just with me in this moment, if you wish to, just taking a moment to tune into how you're feeling, that your body lit up right now, your energy lit up. Maybe placing a hand on your heart and acknowledging your whole body, your whole self. Inviting this pure, raw, vital energy that is always within you, to maybe to support any thoughts or emotions you've been having anywhere in your body or your mind, and just going there, asking the light to do whatever's needed to calm the mind or dissolve an energy that's been held in the body. Good. And then inviting this light of the body to flow through the outer edges of your skin to meet the light of your energy body. And just sit here for a moment, imagining, visualizing, intending that you're breathing in and out with the light of your body, with the light of your energy body. And then it's coming into harmony all around you. Above you, below you, in front of you, behind you, left side, right side, all around you. One fluid, vital body of light. Good. And that from here, tuning into your trust of self, any of those places that opened up with deeper trust of yourself, maybe any qualities of trust that you'd like to revive, bring vitality to. And then invite your intuition, invite your connection to self, that clear channel of your inner voice, your inner knowing. I'm just breathing with it, allowing it to expand, that this is our place of longevity, of vitality, of pure connection with self, mind, with heart, with soul, with our energy body, with our focus, with our emotions, with our quality of being. Good. So, staying in this place, just feeling this energy, just tuning into that place where we get to explore self-care, self-nurturing, communication with the body. And just noticing those places where you maybe feel some tension around, anything that. Maybe have been some choices or habits or patterns of how you relate to your physical body. And invite this light of these cells of your body and this light, this expanded light of your whole being, body and energy, mind and heart together. To just bring you into your body more. And tuning into the voice of the body or the sensation of the body or the nudge of the body that's wanting to share with you any places where you can adjust. Maybe any information of how to adjust or where to adjust. For what the body really wants and needs. To support health, well-being, vitality. So just taking a moment to tune in. And also releasing, just asking the body to release the mind, the heart, the energy body, to release judgment that you may have been carrying from anybody else or from yourself or anything in life around your body. I could say energy, but yeah, good. Just let all that free. Invite it to be set free. You're willing to learn, you're willing to grow, you're willing to invite more self-care, more self-connection, listening, new choices. You want to allow this pure light within, this pure energy within, to guide you into your well-being, to strengthen your choices that are aligned with your well-being. And that self-care and slowing down and nurturing and nourishing and giving yourself what you need. Is powerful and can really support you on so many levels. So just taking a breath here. And again, just noticing any thoughts or feelings that you have, and if there's anything that feels challenging or a tension around, just inviting this light to flow around it, to soften it, to dissolve it, inviting love, inviting connection, and also safety, safety to be in your body, safety to connect in. To giving to yourself that it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Good. I'm taking your breath through your heart and feeling your feet. I'm just going to begin to share some more information. Yeah, good, Deborah. Thank you. Yeah, so this is where, I said again that, this is where we get to choose and really tune in to what does the body really need? And that each one of us is a unique individual, our body chemistry, our physiology, our soul, our needs are different, right? Are going to be different in how we do it than maybe other people, right? And so for me, it's been an ongoing journey, since I was a teenager, and I became vegetarian for many different reasons. But, I'll just share a quick story. I was raised Catholic. It was Lent time. I was like, what am I going to give up for Lent? I was like, oh, I'm going to give up meat. It's like, okay. And we lived, we were a heavy meat eating family, Eastern European blood, second generation. So like, growing up, it was, all that. And it wasn't really like a judgment of meat. It was like, oh, it just came to me. And then on Easter, when it was time to have Easter ham, I was like, no, thank you. I don't know why, but my body doesn't want it. And so I went through this journey, and I'm grateful that I went through it. Of 8 years of, four being vegetarian, four being vegan, to the place where I was in a very unbalanced physical state by the end of that, well, probably by the middle of it, and then just kept going. And then I got into activism with animals and all this stuff, right? Learning about conventional farming. But then I realized, like, I just happened to be, when I moved to California, I happened to move in with a nutritionist herbalist, and she's like, you need to start eating meat and stop eating wheat, and I just by being with me and being around me, I was like, oh, what's that? Okay. So I started that, and I felt like it was a 180, a complete 180, right? But I know there's a lot of ideas in the field around, being a light body and no, eat raw or eat vegan or eat this or eat that, or don't eat this, whatever. And I feel that all of us are different and that it's okay to give our bodies what it needs. And it may shift tomorrow, it may shift a year from now, right? But our bodies are the building block for us to be able to be embodied, right? And so if our bodies are out of whack, it's going to be more challenging to be able to feel safe, to have a regulated nervous system, to feel good in the body, to even settle in, to slow down and give ourselves more self-care and connection, right? So first it's like, how am I in relationship with this temple, this vessel of my being, this sacred being, right? And so what I suggest, Deborah, you asked earlier, potato chips are a major challenge for me. Any tips on getting rid of this addiction? So there was a whole study done on crunchy, salty foods, and that it is a thing for humans to love crunchy, salty foods, right? And one of the things I have found is that when we crave those things, we're really craving the salt. And there's also like this thing that our brain loves crunch, and it like releases good chemicals when we have the crunch. So pretty fascinating. So basically, I feel what you're needing is something that feels good, right? And that's just the thing that makes your system like have that consistent feeling good. And so how I transitioned from chips, because I grew up eating a lot of chips, and then there's still that tendency where I still eat them occasionally. It's not a regular part of my field, but it's like, oh wow, if I'm craving that crunchy, salty thing, I have found to do it differently. Like, oh, maybe I need electrolytes, maybe I need minerals. And if there's still that craving for crunch, how can I get that crunch? Maybe it's an apple that's super crunchy. Maybe it's a celery that's really crunchy, but also celery also has those minerals in it and that saltiness. And so I just had to practice shifting, like, oh, I want to reach for the chips. Wait, okay, wait. I know that maybe I'm aware now because it was cycling that, chemical process in my body that it's really not the chips. It's the salt and the crunch. So how can I then go, okay, what else can I have in my space that gives me that satisfaction? And it was just a transition. It was over practice and over time and effort, but I made the transition, right? And so that is a part of it, is it's really the brain addicted to that, right? And so then it's just going, well, now that I know that, let's invite other things to have in my house that can do that. I want to get minerals in my body. I'm going to get salt in my body, or even if it's just like crunchy rice crackers that you can have. Like one of the things that I did was I started like having crunchy rice crackers with avocado and salt on it, right? Or something else that you can put on it that you like, that's like, oh, I got the crunch, I got the salt, I got, but it's, over time and then shifting from that into like, oh, I'll just put it on cucumbers or romaine lettuce, and it's crunchy. It's also has a lot of minerals in it, and so just going, okay, how can I do that to alleviate that and to bring that in. Thank you, iPhone. All your language is resonating deeply. Wonderful. And also connected when I dance, have chronic cervical contraction resulting in headaches. Actually happening today, breathing actively current to release. Interesting. Yeah, it feels like maybe there's some level of unsafety in the cervical area, the vagus nerve area of like that movement. Yeah, Jan, eat actual potatoes. That could help. Yeah, I don't find that to help me. But it's possible, right? It's possible to get that starch in there if you need that starch, too. I just found the starch, the potatoes just made me want to crave sugar and things like that, and it didn't quite give me that crunch and salt. But maybe it'll work for her. So, yeah, just giving an opportunity to what I'm hearing is going, okay, if you're moving and you're dancing and also just seeing some weakness there. So maybe some stretches and adjustments that could help you with your cervical part of your body. Yeah. But also, and just maybe where you're holding tension, a lot of tension. And so maybe before dancing, just doing some stretches in vagus nerve, rubbing and connecting and sighing and getting your body more in a regulated state before dancing, or maybe even when you're dancing, bringing attention there, like how can I move my body to support that part of my body, right? Bring the energy in. So this is also an opportunity to just be gentle with yourself, right? This is a consistent exploration. Like I have shifted the way that I eat so many times in my life, but I've done a lot of cleanses. I've done a lot of different things to also refine, how it is. And I find like shifting from food for a few days, up to 10 days, either if it's like on some sort of, a limited diet or limited, choices in that set, 3 to 10 days. It also like when you eat those other foods, it's also like, oh, whoa, the body's kind of like, huh, you kind of get to recognize how things affect you, right? And what it may really makes you feel rather than, that consistency of having it in the body. And so it's giving yourself, being gentle with yourself and maybe changing one habit at a time too, or changing one pattern or routine at a time so that it's not overwhelming to the mind of like, oh my God, I got to change all these things to support myself. It's like one thing at a time, one step at a time. I'm inviting myself to grow and learn of how to have a lifestyle that is full of vitality, full of well-being, and maybe, different supplements at different times. Like I like taking different supplements that I know that we may not be getting and probably are not getting. Even I eat a lot of, organics and locally grown foods from the farmers market and things like that, that I may not be getting the full spectrum of everything that our body needs. So like very specific things like, B complexes, is really important. Magnesium is really important. Zinc is really important. Vitamin C, those types of things that are just vital, and also when we're going through a lot of energy, our bodies burn up a lot of minerals. And that's lacking a lot in our foods now, is those micro minerals that are actually support our nerve system in functioning properly. It gets burned up with stimulants like coffee and, caffeines and also just worry and anxiety and frustrations and emotions or just busyness and all of that. Like those micro minerals are what our nerve system, whole body needs to have everything functioning in sync. That is like the base layer, right, of what our systems need. So if you get a liquid mineral supplement, that can really, really help as well. And also, how am I choosing to be flexible in life? How am I choosing to adjust in life? Am I locked into routines? Because a lot of times being locked into certain ways of being, repetitive patterns, and life is the same every day, that kind of can bring our energy down too. So it's like micro adjustments. How can I adjust just a little bit and shift things up just a little bit every day to make me feel like, I have more life, I have more movement in my life. So, sometimes it's like, oh, maybe on, when I'm driving today, I'll take this route, or maybe I'll adjust something in the house just to create a different energy, like move things around a little bit. Maybe I'll, spend a few more minutes in meditation, or maybe, it's just like noticing like where our life is maybe taking our energy, and how to say, well, how can I create a mindset, a thought pattern that can just observe and notice and adjust, right? Observe and notice and adjust. Where, and this is where we get into that mindfulness. Where are my thoughts going, and how much energy is being used up by that thought loop, by that thought pattern, or by that emotion that I'm consistently putting my energy in? And so what happens when we're in that is we actually get, it actually starts creating an energy body. If we have something that we're consistently doing over and over and over again, it actually creates a specific energy body and a specific energy in our field that then just starts a relationship where it wants the energy. And it'll take the energy and it'll keep that consistent. It's just like the grooves, the neural patterns in our brains. It happens the same in our energy body. So this is where, if you're noticing, you're having that, you're like, oh wow, I feel like I'm just in that thought loop again or that same emotion again. Wow, if I also have an energy body of that, I'm going to, in this moment, and you can do this whenever you're releasing cords and calling your energy back to yourself too, is I'm going to call all my energy back from, and let's do this now. If you know that you have a pattern, like say eating potato chips, or a specific thought pattern that you find yourself going to every day, no matter what, you know, it shows up, whether it's self-judgment or about abundance or about other people or the world, whatever it is. Let's just take a moment here and breathe together. Take a moment and breathe. Take a moment and breathe to your body. And just tune in and just acknowledge that habit or that pattern or that thought loop or that emotion or that behavior that's consistent. And that maybe you know is a pattern that's not in the highest alignment of your well-being. And you'd like to bring energy and shift to it. So just take a moment here to acknowledge it. And just like, wow, I know that I do that. I know my energy's been going in that direction. I know that I've been making that choice. Take a breath through the heart. And we're going to invite compassion. And the invitation to change, and the invitation to adjust, the invitation to change, and the invitation to adjust. And that there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. It's just energy. And you're again taking in that opportunity to tap into yourself for trust, inner guidance, inner willpower, inner connection to your strength of your soul, and this energy within you that guides you. We're going to ask just for within wherever that energy is being held towards that specific thought, that specific emotion, that specific pattern, behavior, routine that your energy's been going into. There's a cord to it. I'm just going to invite you to notice where that cord is or where that sensation is, to where that maybe you're seeing it, knowing it, hearing it, just noticing. And just acknowledging all that energy. And you're going to take a golden light through that cord into that energy body. Maybe you're just intending it. Maybe you're not receiving something. That's totally okay. Just intending that a golden light is going to go from you through that cord to that energy body where this habit is being held. And you're going to acknowledge all the parts of yourself, all the times in your life that you've done it. How it began. And just say thank you. And it's time to call all of that energy in its clear form back to myself, releasing the cord. Calling all of that energy back to myself and releasing the cord. And that I would like to bring a new energy into my life, a new choice, a new pattern. And I'm seeding it right here and now with this strength, with this clarity, with this knowing, with the trust in my body to awaken and embody a new way of being. Just notice what comes through here. What's this new way of being that you can use all that energy for now? Take a big breath into it. Acknowledging it, thanking it, and welcoming it to enter your body, to enter your mind, to enter your heart, to enter your energy body, your whole field, harmonizing with this new choice. And also aligning that you'll be gentle with yourself as you begin this new practice or this new way of being, as this new focus, intention, creation, motion, behavior of your life. Good. Good. Just let it land. Let it come in. So, this is something that you can do with yourself over and over and over again, right? Of that connection. Because a lot of times when we're doing our self-care, we're thinking about things, we might just go into judgment, or we might go into, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it, right? That's the practice that we just did is an opportunity to then get into presence with yourself, recognize the energy that's gone into it, call it back to yourself, acknowledge that self, so that we're doing it in a holistic, integrated way. There's love, there's compassion, there's gentleness, there's opportunity, there's the invitation to grow, there's invitation to embody over, and you can do that consistently. Maybe, if you do have a consistent pattern, you do this every day. You do that every day. To anchor in a new way of being, right? So this is how to bring vitality. So I'm just at, I want to, I'm curious, does anyone feel more connection, more energy to yourself by being able to connect this way? So this is how we support ourselves in having a new lifestyle. An awakening lifestyle is really taking into account everything that we're doing. Great, Lynn, thank you. Right? Taking into account these different aspects of our life and not, and just that. So what I suggest too, which is really powerful, is how to harmonize our energy and our emotions and our physical health and these higher frequencies in is maybe sit down with yourself, and look at your life and maybe segment your life. You're welcome, Jen, Deborah that says, thank you, Kristen. That was gentle. So encouraging. Great. Yeah. And sometimes, we can look at our life and be like overwhelmed because there's all these aspects, right? All these different avenues that our energy goes, all these different roles that we may play in our life. And so maybe take each role, one role at a time. Great, Monica. Thank good. One role at a time and say, what's my relationship as a friend? What would I like that to look like? How is my energy? And using that practice. What's my relationship with my partner or my family? Maybe there's specific family members. What's my relationship to my work? And when we look at it and we can kind of segment it and decide and have this meditation and have this relationship with each aspect, with us as the center, right? And this is where we call ourselves back to the center of our life, right? And start to have equal energy going into different things, right? And yeah, one, there may be something that takes a larger time out of our day, right? Depending on what it is. But this is how we get to come into that center channel and these energy practices of then really honing in on each aspect of our life and saying, where can I adjust? How can I adjust? I'm going to recognize that yes, maybe I have these patterns and I'm learning and growing and I'm willing to take on a new way of being. And maybe, you have a meditation where you look at each aspect in one meditation, or maybe you take each aspect over the course of a week. Great, Judy. Glad this was helpful, right? And you just take every day, you take a different aspect and you meditate with it and look and you invite that adjustment. And recognize that it's all going to feed each other. Each adjustment feeds the next adjustment, right? And maybe you recognize, okay, wow, I just received all these different adjustments. And like I said, one step at a time, which one is priority right now? Which one is going to be the greatest core piece adjustment that I need to make to support my life, to support my energy, and that can have a ripple effect through the rest of them? right? So this is where we get to really begin building a foundation of creating a lifestyle that's really supportive for us. And also being flexible to adjust that, right? So that we don't get ourselves into another routine, or another locked place of being, right? So it's like, oh, wow, I want to focus on this. And I'm also open to the growth and learning and the evolution of it. Just like I'm open to this awakening and the embodiment of myself, I'm going to be open to the evolution of how my self-care practices or my connection to myself shifts and change over time. Maybe the foods I eat, maybe right now I do feel like I need to eat more meat, or right now I need to eat more vegetables and maybe be more vegetarian or whatever it is. But I'm open to that changing to whatever my body is needing. And that's when we come into that centered space and we talk to our body. What do you need today? I'm present with you today. So this is where we also create that deep place of presence and a lifestyle of presence. What do I need today? I have these foods before me, and maybe I eat the same thing every day for breakfast, right? Or lunch or dinner. Is that really fulfilling? Is that really giving me what I need? Can I add something to it or take something out? What do I need today? Right? Body, I'd really like to nourish you. Mind, I'd really like to nourish you. Emotions, I'd really like to nourish you, because I know that in nourishing myself, I am going to be the fine-tuned soul awakened instrument of my life. And this is where we get into that co-creative process on a deeper level of how our life flows and how our attunement happens. Yeah. And this is by doing that, what I have found, and I wish this for you too, is that you find more contentment, fulfilling, meaningfulness for yourself. Because when we get into that deep connection with these different aspects of our life, and we're willing to be aware of what needs to adjust it and take that transition space until may sometimes, we get a message to adjust something, right? But then it's just like, ooh, ah, that's a little tender, or that's, ooh, like I remember even just with my son, like, ooh, wow, some of these, patterns that we have, these need to be adjusted. And I was feeling really tender about it, and it was just like, okay. In relationships, it can be tender when we're adjusting things, or just our relationship to ourself, right? Wow, I've been having those thoughts and feelings about myself. Wow. Yeah, I'm willing to adjust and tend to the emotions that arise around myself with it. Over time, what I have found by doing that, it really creates a strength inside that when other adjustments start to arise, that it's like, okay, I got this. I got this. And it does create more meaningfulness and fulfillment in life, because we're building ourself up. We're having that self relationship that is so powerful that then relates to how we're going to show up in the world, right? Our relationship with ourself is always going to be how we are going to show up in the world. So this is that embodied lifestyle of connection, of presence, of being willing to be present, of tuning into your own body, tuning into your own rhythm. And that's what happens as we get into our own rhythm. Our bodies start to move at a pace. We start to notice how we really want to move, how we really want to speak, the thoughts that are really, and the emotions that are really our true essence. We're going to go really deeply into our essence, in the next module. So this is how we get to embody a frequency, right? Because this is all frequency. How we choose to be with ourselves is going to create the frequency of our bodies, of our energy, of our thoughts, of our emotions. And it's all a multi-dimensional play, like I was saying earlier. It's going to reach into so many different aspects of ourself in such a powerful way that it just then starts to feed itself and feed each other. And that's how we come into a self-generating vital being, because that's what we are inherently. But a lot of times our thoughts will, throw a cog in the wheel, or our emotions, or our, choices. So, just curious if anyone has any reflections on what came through today, any questions. But this is how we can establish a lifestyle that brings a lot of energy and vitality to who we are and who we're becoming, right? This really helps us recognize, who we've been, what we have putting our attention into, and how we get to, and some of these things are really subtle. Some of these things are really subtle. And so that's why we take that time to slow down. Hi, Evie, glad you're here. That's where we get to take that moment to, wow, maybe life is asking me to slow down. Right. And sometimes, if we do have a fast-paced life, if life is, or our minds are fast-paced, right? This is where we say, okay, mind, I really want to just take a moment and slow down. And we do that over and over again. Yeah, could I speak more about the cords? Do you have a specific question about the cords? The daily fine-tuning. Yes, and emotions. Thank you, Jan. Yeah. Because a lot of times we get big picture view. We're like, ah, that's what I want. That's who I want to be. That's where, but it's all these subtle steps along the way that's going to create that bigger picture. Unless we do have like a big activation. It's like boom, embodiment, done. Like that decision was made and I'm complete, I'm done. I know probably some of us have had that too. Like, in the moment you're done and you're just done and things shift. But that presence every day and tuning in is what will create the deeper foundations, the deeper shifts, piece by piece. Yeah, Monica, that meditation was powerful, telling me to be more gentle, compassionate, less judgmental and critical of myself and my body. Thank you so much, Christian. I felt a big release in my solar plexus. Yay. Yes, absolutely. So this is, I'll get to Lynn. Yes, I will answer your question about the cords, but this is where we get into that communication with the self. And this is where that trust comes in and that intuition, that inner guidance comes in, because our system is telling us all the time. Right. And so when we slow down, thank you, Deborah, you agree. Yes. When you slow down, take those moments. And guess what? You're telling yourself that you love yourself. You're telling yourself, I'm willing to be here. I'm willing to be here. And if you're willing to be here, guess what your subconscious then starts to do and your soul starts to do? It's like, okay, let's be here. Here's what you need. And it's always giving us what we need. We just may not see it because we're busy in life, right? So, but when we just take those moments to stop, pause, take it in, breathe, connect, right? That's a light. That's the first part of our lifestyle is creating the relationship with ourself by slowing down, taking those moments, really fine-tuning, really noticing. And that can be a challenge sometimes. Thank you, Judy. Yeah, that can be a challenge sometimes when we're, because like I was saying earlier, there can be that place of judgment, right? Oh, just like you're bringing in right now, Amber. When we look at our life and we're like, ah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I don't want to look at that. The awakening, like I was, we said in the very beginning, is this is where we make the choice to really look at ourself. And a lifestyle takes that attention, takes that awareness, takes that willingness. Like I said, gentleness, compassion, love, step by step. Because I know sometimes self-care is really challenging for some people. And that's the lifestyle. So let's see, Amber, I came in here today feeling drained and very self-judgmental on my eating habits the last few days. I got emotional a few times during the meditations and feel much better now and may motivated to make better choices without beating myself up for the choices that didn't support me best. You're welcome. Yeah. And here's another thing I want to invite, right? Is that let's even let go of the idea of that I wasn't making choices for my best interests, right? Because in the moment, your system was thinking that you were making choices for your best interest because that's what it's used to, or that's how it operates. So we can tell our body, thank you for operating that way. Now we're inviting this. It's a new experience. Right. So a lot of times, we don't want to get into this alignment, non-alignment. If I'm not aligned, it's bad or it's wrong. It's like, nope, we were just making choices, and there's nothing like this is just another invitation to go, now I get to invite this one. It's just something different, something new. Right? I want to explore this new avenue. Outside of that concept of duality, right? Marag, yeah, thank you so much. Useful information, wonderful practice to use daily. You're welcome. Yeah, and Amber, that gave me goosebumps. Yes, thank you. Absolutely. Yay. So when our awakening is our unified embodiment, right? Where we're not thinking in terms of duality. We are opening to the ever-present motion of life. And we're going to have our conditions that spit stuff out, and we're just going to do them, right? Okay, can I accept that I am going to do things that are based on my conditioning and my programs? And can I accept that I can acknowledge them and then keep inviting the new choices and keep practicing, right? Keep putting that into motion. Yes. Yeah, Deborah, this was so good. I've been intending to focus more on self-love and self-care. Beautiful. And so I want to get into cords. Yeah. So, yeah. And Evie, how to invite less sugar, please. Yeah. So I'm going to ask or answer this question of Lynn's about cords. So, question about cords, natural connections, or negative attachments. By the way, headache was relieved, major shift in cervical spine. Yay, Lynn. Fantastic. Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that you had those shifts. So, cords are both natural connections and could be negative attachments. It's all of it. So, I find that I don't want any of them. Even the natural connections, right? Because we naturally connect. All of us right now, me and you listening to me and me receiving you, can be creating cords, right? And what that creates is just an ongoing exchange of energy. And I don't necessarily, no offense, it's nothing against you. I don't necessarily want an ongoing, energetic, unknown, consistent connection, right? I want my space to be my space. And I want your space to be your space. Right? Because that's how we end up having energy leaks, right? That we don't know about. Oh, my energy is going to them because I'm thinking about them, or we just connected. And so we created an energetic cord, right? It's like, yes, we are all interdependent and we all have a sovereign, unique field. So I find that any cords, whether it's to beings or entities that came in because I had a fearful emotion and it's feeding off my fearful emotion, or because I'm here with and it's just a natural connection. So after this, I'm going to ask for any and all cords to any of you here listening now or later on the replay that I we don't our energy stay in our own space. I'm going to release all cords, right? So they can be from anything. And so you can state that, like if there's any beings or entities that is feeding off any of my emotions or thoughts, I'm telling all of that you don't have permission to be here. And all cords that I've had from anyone that I thought about, anyone I spoke to, anyone I interacted with, anyone that I just even looked at, send or looked at me, I'm sending all that energy back to source or where it needs to go for the highest alignment, putting your golden white energy ball around your body. And I'm filling myself up and calling myself through that light back home to my body from anywhere that I've left it to be connected to myself, whole and full and with myself, right? And another practice that we can do energetically is, once we have our bubble of light around us, we can also put what I like is to use mirrors. This was a practice that was given to me many, many years ago, is to put mirrors reflecting outward. As a whole shield of mirrors around our body, like, okay, so any energy that does come our way, it's reflected back out. We can do that. And if you're a lot more sensitive to energy and you're feeling like you need more, like you even like no matter what energy practices you use, you feel like you still take on energy. The other thing you can do is get your energy space set. All cords are released, all energies are released. You put a face of mirrors reflecting in, a bubble of mirrors reflecting inward, and then maybe some, violet flame or white flame light around that, and then the mirror is facing outward. And then you just in your space. Like, or maybe if you're going into a crowded space, like, yeah, I want that extra, excuse me, that extra protection from energy, And then I don't necessarily feel like this overwhelming sense of like, oh, I've always got to protect myself. It's more of just like, I just want to be free and clear in my body, free and clear in my energy, so that I can be in my center, in my intuition, and I'm not getting pulled off and out by different things. Yeah, great. Yeah, wonderful, Lynn. So inviting less sugar. Yes, that's always a thing, right? Because that's also a addiction of the brain, sending out all these wonderful chemicals when we eat it. So I grew up with a lot of sugar, right? We were eating ice cream and cakes. We always had sugar. I probably had more than one dessert every day of my life, and just cornflakes for breakfast, whatever, So I definitely had to go through that whole thing of a new relationship with sugar. And so what I found that was super helpful again was either fasting or cleansing, right? Just to get the body away from it, like going, I'm going to dedicate these days to just eating a very simple, clean, whatever, or doing a very specific cleanse. But also just going, okay, I hear you. Like, I hear you, body, that you want sugar right now. You talk to it before grabbing it, right? Okay. So I hear that you want it. Maybe I'll take some deep breaths. Maybe I'll stretch. Maybe I'll go outside, get my feet on the ground, right? It's a pattern interrupt. You notice the craving and you choose to do something different. Maybe I'm going to do 10 squats. So there, I'm going to tell you some science behind this. One of the big pieces that has been shown is that a lot of times, if we are not getting enough protein, we will crave sugar. Or if we eat a lot of starchy foods, our bodies crave sugar, right? Because it wants that hit, of glucose, of all of that. So a lot of times when we're craving sugar, we might just not have enough glucose in our bodies. So maybe go realize, well, wow, maybe right now, okay, body, I hear that you want sugar, but really my body, my brain might just need some glucose. If you eat meat or whatever, you eat, something, grab a high protein snack. That maybe has some sweetness in it, that has maybe some stevia, or, if you can tolerate that, or, I don't recommend at all any of the sugar alcohols, like erythritol, sucralose, any of that. Those are not very good. Xylitol, those aren't very good for the body. Xylitol for the teeth on the surface, fine, but not taking it in the body. So just choosing something, that has some level of natural sweetness to it. Maybe a piece of fruit, that you can also eat with some protein, like an apple or something like that, that you can eat, or berries that are lower sugar, that you can eat with something that has some protein in it, and give yourself both at the same time. Yeah, fruit doesn't work with nuts. I don't know with nuts. I don't know with what with nuts means, but yeah, if fruit doesn't work, okay. So if fruit doesn't work, obviously that's not going to, but it's like getting yourself some protein, getting yourself something, and doing, like I said, a pattern interrupt. Like, I know I want that. I just need to tell myself that my body's craving something and that I'm going to go do something else. Like, what I find is some physical exercise too. And they actually found that, like, doing 10 squats, like, every hour on, actually help support blood sugar regulation and will reduce your cravings for sugar. And so that's something you could do too, is like, okay, I'm craving sugar, I'm gonna do 10 squats, eat something protein, get a good snack in. Like, it's a real deep pattern interrupt. Take a breath, take some deep breaths. I notice that when I have a craving for something, I'll take some deep breaths. I'll talk to that craving of my body, and I'll say, you want to know what? I'd really rather do this because I know that I'm really moving away from that. It's all this lifestyle process is also inner dialogue. It's connecting with those parts of yourself that are wanting to go in that direction and saying, and we're doing this, right? That we're doing this. And but also, like I said, cleansing has really helped me, like going on 3 to 7 to 10 day. That's a huge pattern interrupt for the body. right? And you just stick to it and you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And journaling about it, like even writing down on a piece of paper, I'm craving sugar right now. I'm craving sugar right now, and I'm going to choose this. Find something that would work for you consistently, or maybe you have multiple ones, but definitely one, not letting yourself get hungry. Not letting yourself get hungry. Like, make sure you're getting consistent food throughout the day, too, so that your blood sugar doesn't go down enough to where it's going to kick in that sugar craving. Right. So, yeah, that really helps too. Great. Anyone else have any questions? I just want to tune in here to see. So, this is where what we're doing is we're just looking at our current experiences individually, right? And saying, okay, what are my experiences with my thoughts? What are my experiences with my job? What are my experiences with, my emotions, my spiritual practices? And this is where we also get to fine-tune. Okay, what's really going to be supportive for me? Like, I know I've been told to do meditation. I know I've been maybe yoga, maybe Tai Chi. It's like, body, what would really feel good to you as a nourishing practice for mindfulness, for body-mind connection, right? What's that? Right. And that's where we fine tune every day too. Maybe today it's a walk. Maybe today it's a walking meditation. Tomorrow, maybe it's a sitting meditation. Maybe you do a meditation on your own that you just guide yourself through. Maybe you listen to a guided meditation, right? It's really being open to really giving yourself what you need so you don't feel like there's a have to. Like, I have to force myself to do this because I know it's quote unquote good for me. Right? You find you can be flexible and creative, like invite your creativity and your presence into these aspects of your life. And also one thing at a time. Today, this week, this month, this is what I'm going to focus on. This is what would feel good and nourishing to me. I'm just going to focus on this, support myself in that, and then boom, guess what? Maybe at the end of the month, your sugar cravings are, you did it. Right. And then you have a healthier relationship with that. And that just builds your system to then be able to do that more consistently, with more focus, more connection to all the other things. Also, Jan, great point. Too easy to eat anything convenient when hungry. So if I'm out and about, I always have snacks in the car. One, it's like I've always been that way, and two, pattern it because of my son, right? Because like we always have snacks in the car just in case, right? So it's like, and brings like, okay, what snacks would be really nourishing? Like, get a high protein snack. Like, if even if it's some good high quality beef jerky, or or a good protein bar that doesn't have sugar in it and a bunch of junk in it, or whatever. It's like, have something that's like right there that you're like, I've got it. I've got myself. I've got you, body, right? Yeah, making power balls. Yeah, absolutely. I like making those, with all the good. And superfoods help too, like to get really good bioavailable protein, like spirulina, chlorella. Give yourself some tahini or something that also has some high energy in it, like calcium and different things, and herbs, one of the things that I like to do is make myself a great herbal tea, a nourishing herbal tea every day that has a lot of nutrients and vitamins and like with nettle and lemon balm and those types of things to where, we're getting it that way as well. Yeah, nuts and seeds. If your body can support the digestion, my body doesn't digest nuts and seeds very well unless they're soaked or roasted, or I don't eat very many nuts and seeds. Some people's bodies don't digest those very well. Mine doesn't. So that's why I have those things. They make me bloated and uncomfortable. And they sit there for a while. So it's kind of really fine tuning. And that's why I don't say eat this or eat that. I'm just giving some suggestions, but it's like, what fine tuning, going body, noticing, what do I digest well? What actually just goes in, I feel good, and I can get sustaining energy from it. And just notice, play, have a play with yourself, lemon balm is very calming to the system. It actually calms the nerve system. It's a great nerve system tonic. All right. So this week, what I would invite you to do is maybe practice some of these meditations, connect into your body, yourself, and choose one thing. And I want to ask you next week, what did you, Amber, sprouted nuts and seeds digest better for me. I don't even do well with eating a lot of sprouted nuts and seeds. It's just our bodies are different. So that's why I'm just inviting that deeper intuition of self, connection with your body, connection with your mind. What lifestyle on these different levels is really going to hone in and support you? This is where you get to call your energy back from all the different ways of being, experiences, ideas, beliefs, all the things that you get told out in the world and all the different things. And this is where you can use your intuition or your pendulum too, right? Like you can connect into your body. Okay, body, hi, body. I'm connecting pendulum to body or your body pendulum. I'm just going to ask if this food is the highest quality or digestible food for me, right? Does that work for me? Yes, no, today, tomorrow, I don't know, So these are opportunities to start these practices, but also again, being gentle, compassionate, loving, and have that vitality. And by loving yourself and giving you the self-care, that will be the first entry point of that vitality. So I hope this was helpful today. And so for this week, like I said, maybe tune in, maybe something that came through today. Maybe later in your meditation or connection, you say, hey, like, okay, what aspect of my life is really calling me to make an adjustment? What is it? And I'm going to make that a place of focus and connection and adjustment this week. What is that? I'm open to that. So thank you everyone for being here. I always appreciate your attention, your connection, your willingness to go through the meditations and see what's brought through. And I look forward to being with you next week. So much love to you. Take care.